Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily! Contract renegotiation night! 15 wisdom traditions, one question. And I, your announcer, am standing here reading my own contract and realizing nobody is paying me enough to hype what this question implies. It implies you might be allowed to just stop and look at things on company time and call it sacred. I'm calling my agent. But first, tonight's question.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person keep stopping to look at things without slowly becoming useless to everyone who needs them moving? To answer honestly, you would have to give up something tomorrow, probably the story that your worth is in your output. You'd have to admit that the guilt you feel every time you pause might not be conscience. It might be noise. That's the cost. Can a person keep stopping to look? Judaism splits this immediately. I mean splits, like a contested inheritance. Rabbi Akiva says stopping is moving toward what's actual. Rabbi Tarfon says your children need bread, not your epiphanies. Both rabbis are right. Neither will yield. Moses goes barefoot before the burning bush not to meditate on flame, but because the ground itself is already the mission. The sandal you remove to see one burning thing teaches you which direction to walk next. That's not a pause, that's navigation.
But Tarfon's got a point. The burning bush crowd tends to skip. There are people holding a paper number at the DMV waiting for you to show up. The bush does not wait. The appointment does not wait. At some level, all this beautiful stopping is still a choice with a cost, and the cost lands on someone else's afternoon.
Stoicism would say, that guilt between your shoulder blades, the specific weight of being needed pressing like a hand that won't lift. Name it accurately. Your usefulness to others is not yours to govern. Whether you stop or move, that choice is entirely yours. What they make of your pace is not. The Stoics are not saying ignore the people waiting. They're saying don't let someone else's urgency become your steering wheel.
Islam and Taoism both go structural here. Islam names it tafakkur, Quranic reflection, the act of beholding signs while standing, sitting, lying down. The person who never pauses is spending from an account that's draining. The person who pauses returns with interest. Taoism says the hub of the wheel doesn't move, touches no road, and the cart still reaches the village. Completely different metaphysics, but both traditions are betting that stillness carries weight, the moving cannot.
The pop culture oracle went with the Matrix. Neo and the construct, inside that white nothing, completely still before he could carry anything real back out. Which I did not expect from the oracle today. The question it drops on the table, is the stillness the pause before the useful life? Or is the stillness the load-bearing wall? Absurdism arrives at a version of that by a completely different road. The only moment the rock is genuinely yours is when you stop at the crest and see it whole, not when you're grinding back down.
Vedanta takes the most radical swing. It says the one who stops is not stopping. Awareness never moves in the first place. Liberating or a complete dodge if your kid actually needs a ride to practice right now. Buddhism lands somewhere more useful for daily life. You've confused velocity for care so long, the confusion feels like virtue. The breath doesn't apologize for pausing between beats, neither should you. That one lands in your body, not just your philosophy shelf.
If you ask this question because someone in your life calls your pausing a failure, or because you've started to believe them, the traditions tonight are not telling you to stop moving. They're telling you to stop confusing motion with arrival. The looking might be how you know where you're going. Come back tomorrow.
That's the wrap on contract renegotiation night. And I have reread my paperwork twice during this episode. And I can confirm there is nothing in here about announcing a show that might tell the audience it's okay to stop sprinting. Nothing. My contract says hype. It does not say, validate contemplative practice. I'm adding a rider. Meanwhile, thegodshow.us is free, It's daily, it's multilingual, and the only way to keep it that way is your support. Subscribe, share it. Find us at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The rock returns. It always returns. But tonight, for one crest-length moment, 15 traditions agreed you were allowed to look at it. My agent will be hearing about this. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.